News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's Friday, July the 26th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. We got a big day today. There's all types of things happening today. So you're going to have to, you know, pay attention, at least, you know, part of the day. Today, of course, we have representatives from the Veterans Administration. We have the owner of Grilla Bites will be here. It's a cafe here in town that serves into the organic, healthy type menu. And Linda is having her breast examined. No, not here in the studios. She's down at MDI imaging there for a new type of mammograms that they're doing today. She's going to be calling in from there, talking about, we'll be talking to the technicians too. So all this is happening today. Plus a lot of comments about what's happening in New York here in Reading. And then, of course, we also have our Haven Humane Pet of the Week today. But as usual, on Monday through Friday at this time, we start out with our Wall Street update with our Wells Fargo advisor. And today it's Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, investors remain cautious on this last trading day of the week. Currently, the Dow's down 69 points at 15,485, while the NASDAQ's down 11 at 3,593, and the S&P 500's down 6 at 1,683. Oil's down 33 cents at $105.16 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.62%. Gold's down $3.80 this morning at $1,325, while silver's down 21 cents at $19.95 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, PG&E's up 43 cents at $46.08. Goldman Sachs is down 46 cents at $165.45, while Citigroup's down 41 cents at $52.27. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here at KCNR. Look, Wall Street is a constant and constant flux and constant flux. You need to have somebody that's keeping their ear to the ground. They're watching what's happening. And those are our friends down at the Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561. Wells Fargo Advisors. All right. What's the weather look like it's going to be for this weekend? I know, I got in the truck yesterday, Bad Bob. Mm-hmm. You know, the truck sits out there in this parking lot.
A 120 truck.
Yeah. And it was next to a wall. So 126 degrees, the thermometer said when I was inside the truck.
Felt like
when
a
I
rat
stepped
did
in
it.
There. 126. The last time I was in 126 degree weather, really, you know, that was in Iraq.
Mostly sunny and hot, a high near 103 degrees. Calm winds south around 6 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight. Low around 73. Conditions improving. We're going to be seeing some cooler temperatures over the next several days. Right now in Reading, 72. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
We're going to talk about Anselmo Vineyards. Of course, 474-5546 is for, you know, dinners, brunches, just all types of events they've got out there. But today is a big event for RC Anselmo and the Anselmo family. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, but we're also going to talk about an editorial that hit the Record Searchlight today, and it's about time. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have our Pet of the Week. And the Wiener Watch continues. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Some land. land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're invited to join us in celebrating the 50th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech with two events. Saturday, August 24th, 2013 at the First United Methodist Church at the corner of South and East Street. Program starts 3:30, dinner 5:30, sponsored by the 50th Anniversary Planning Committee. And Wednesday, August 28th, 2013 at Shasta College in the Quad on the Old Oregon Trail. Activities from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. sponsored by Shasta College Student Services. This is Eddie McAllister, community organizer.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Good morning, my friends. It is 7:12 in the morning. Hey, we're talking about Outside the Wire today. We're going to have a gentleman by the name of Jeremy Meter on. He's an expert on Bigfoot, but his true calling was he's doing a lot of research on a UFO that crashed in Ely, Nevada. And we're talking about numerous alien bodies. But as you can also tell, it must be time for our weekly pet of the week in Haven Humane. Spencer, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Oh, what kind of dog is this? This little dog who's just now pulling you across the room.
I brought with me, ow.
I think we're headed for a Carson moment here.
Yeah, we just had the Carson moment. You're not going to believe how. Okay, let's get on with this so we can get her out of here.
Well, this morning I brought with me Target. Target is a 5-year-old bull terrier mix who is just giving me a run for my money this morning.
I tell you what, she's got right now. She's got the you have this really thick.
Leash,
and she just grabbed a leash and just was playing with it. Okay, tell us a little bit about this dog.
She's about 5 years old, and you couldn't tell by the way that she acts. She is very, very energetic, so she will require a family, you know, that's either very active or has a nice big yard to keep her entertained with. She is a little bit overweight. You know, most bull terriers are about 35 to 50 pounds in there. I would say she's pushing 50 pounds, so she could definitely...
Pushing it, carrying it, and, you know, and trotting around with it here. But this is the kind of dog that George Patton had, too, wasn't it? I mean, an American...
This is a bull terrier.
A bull terrier. You know, the white one with like the black, mark around
its
eyes.
It's a Spuds McKenzie.
It's a Spuds McKenzie dog. That's it. A Spuds McKenzie dog. And this dog is rated for families with kids 5 and older, huh?
5 and older, yes. So she's actually really good around kids. She's just at the moment, she's really worked up. She just got her little morning spurt of energy, I guess. but you know, she's a great dog. She came into us as a stray and nobody ever came in looking for her. You know,
can't imagine why. She is a cutie. I mean, and she, I tell you what, she's friendly. She comes over, licks your face, licks your hands, and she is just full of energy. You can hear her in the background, I'm sure, like this, going just full of energy, and she's in a tug of war. And Spencer, you're what, like 6'3"?
6'1".
6'1", okay, but you're a big guy, and this dog is, the dog's giving you a tussle right here, so it's cool. All right, now, the 5 years old, he's down at Haven Humane and is a, of course, available for adoption. We're going to have a photo of Target later on today.
Yes. Yeah. As soon as I get back to the shelter, I'll send you her photo and information. We wanted to also remind everybody out there that we are still offering the $20 spay neuters for pit bulls or pit bull mixes.
Okay.
So give us a call at the shelter. The number's 241-1653, and we'll get you set up for that. Or you can also give us a call if you're interested in seeing Target or any of our other
animals. I tell you what, this is
animals.
Absolutely a cute dog. If you've got some room or you've got some kids that have plenty of time to play and run and all this, this is the dog to do it. The dog is so energetic and is something that is, is friendly. And just, you know, it looks like it just loves on people.
She does love on people. And, you know, and she'd also be a good watchdog. I don't know if you realize this, but when you came up earlier, you know, as soon as you walked away, she barked like, hey, you know, hey, you, get back here.
Yeah.
So well, she'd also be a great watchdog, too. Something
I
that you
so.
Wouldn't have to worry about her biting someone, but she would definitely alert you that she's there.
Okay. Great. Okay. So when you call Haven Humane, ask for Target and the bull terrier.
Yes.
And it's a pretty dog. Okay, now make sure you send us a photo. It'll be on our website later on today. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526, 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
and I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
That is what I truly like to be. Cause if I were an actor, Meyer Wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
That's right, day 8,000 in the Wiener Watch. It seems like forever, doesn't it? Infinity when the Wiener Watch is going on. Yeah, it looks like Wiener is still holding on there. He's still holding in that he has not said he's going.
The punchline's just
It's almost getting too easy. You know, it's too easy. Yeah, Wiener is still holding his own here. Polls show him way behind, not behind, but show him for the first time that his challenger has taken the lead. Now, I just saw him on the air, and then I saw the woman he was texting. He's what, 40, in his 40s or something like that. Anyway, she's 22 years old, and she characterized him as saying, he said, oh, I'm just a middle-aged man with an incredible sex drive. She says, oh, you're not old. He goes, no, I'm just a dirty old man. Hey, agree with the guy and dump him. New York, dump him. You know what? Frankly, New York, I don't care. Because if you vote him in as mayor, just become more of a laughingstock than you possibly could be any other time. All right, let's move on. Today, in the Record Searchlight, we had an editorial. The editorial said, attack a local resident spending millions in investments here, but let an out-of-town contractor break the laws, not get permits, take over buildings, and what happens? Nada. So I imagine it's Bruce Ross wrote that. And frankly, what it says, it makes absolute sense. Today at 9 o'clock, there's going to be the first meeting in over 20 years of the Shasta County Board of Building Appeals. And we've been talking about this for a week, but it's important that you get down and listen to this. For the first time in over 20 years, they've actually gotten the board together, even though there have been members of the board, have been associated with the board, been appointed to the board for a decade, but they just never met. I don't think it's a paid position, but somebody ought to ask them that. Imagine being a member of a board that you've been appointed by the county supervisors from 10 or 12 years ago, and you've never met. Never met. Nobody, you didn't have the process to appeal until now. And it's supposed to be a 5-member board and they can only find 3. Anyway, and someone's going down there over his chapel talking about his chapel. It happens today at 9 o'clock in the board of supervisors, chambers there. That's important. But the other thing, and absolutely true what Bruce Ross wrote today and on the mark was, yeah, maybe Anselmo's having problems with permits, but he's building beautiful buildings up there. He's constructed beautiful buildings. That chapel will last 100 years. And yet you've got these guys coming out of Southern California, the Tutor Peroni, who has been in all types of problems. Again, this was another good article in the Record Searchlight, that these guys have been having all types of problems down in the South. They come up here and they're building this lake, and they just literally are just doing anything they want in Lakehead, and the county is ignoring it. Why is the county ignoring it? They put up one. They put up a you need a permit poster once, and they didn't do anything to the residents of Lakehead came down and said, they're destroying our town here.
It's a mess. I've been there.
Well, you know, I've seen it too. And what has the county done about it? They send 2 sheriffs out to deliver, an order to tear down the wall. Tear down the wall, Mr. Anselmo. 2 sheriff's deputies. What the hell is that? I mean, when do we can't get a sheriff's deputy out there on a call for 45 minutes and they send two out to deliver a piece of paper? You need to start asking your supervisors where their priorities are. Here's a man that spends millions of dollars in our county, and we got some outfit that's coming in here, destroying the way of life of our own residents, and nothing's being done. Nothing's being done.
Did we hear what the payroll is out there? It's a very significant number, as I recall. The number of people and the total payroll is a very significant number. I heard it mentioned, but I can't recall.
You're talking about at the construction site?
No, at Ensemble.
Oh, Ensemble. Yeah, he's got 38 people working out there full time. I mean, 38 people, not counting the different people that come out to build things.
And the craftsmen.
the craftsmen to build things, which he then gets into, he puts in his permits. Anyway, but the bottom line the Record Searchlight is right on. They're not right on a lot of times. But when they are, maybe it's just because I don't agree with them sometimes. But this time, it's true. The headline said, the editorial says, we dog Ensemble. As county dogs Ensemble, other scofflaws skate. Remember, two sheriff's deputies sent out there to deliver a piece of paper that said, hey, this wall is, it's on county property and right away you need to tear it down. So, he did. He did, no argument. He goes, I built it over. I built it on the same line that's been there. But okay, fine. So today, when you go down there, and I've got a show from 9 to 10, so I'll be running down there right after that. But when you're down there, see if you can't get somebody to answer the question is, why are we spending $40,000 a month, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to go after Ensemble for buildings, and we're letting this contractor come in and destroy Lakehead? All right. Benghazi. Mm-hmm. Let's talk Benghazi.
Mm-hmm.
What's the big scandal, Bad Bob and Benghazi?
Pretty much everything about it from my point of view. I mean, this is American, what amounts to, I don't know if the annex counts as American soil, but
Of course it does. When you have our people there and it is American soil. It was an attack on American
soil.
So
we had an attack on Americans and American soil, and it's being steadfastly ignored. What's up with that?
It's not only being ignored, but, what difference does it make now? Oh, no, it wasn't a terrorist attack. It was a bunch of, it was a demonstration that got out of hand with mortars, machine guns, and, flamethrowers. I don't know about the flamethrowers. But here's the second part. That's just the first part. And then, of course, the, administration, stonewalling it, lying, holding documents back. And when people start to talk about what's happened, oh, no, those people are liars and all this. Well, now the second part of the scandal is going to break. Why wasn't the military allowed to do something? Well, they've got one of the military commanders that was in that area. If you remember, there were special ops teams ready to go down to Benghazi to help, and we're not allowed to. Let's find out why that happened. But that's the second part of Benghazi. That's the second part of Benghazi. It's going to be an effort to find out, what happened from that part. The answers to Benghazi are just, have never been given to the American people. How these four Americans were killed, including our ambassador. How are they getting there? And where did the weapons come from? To say, why wasn't it realized at the beginning it was a terrorist attack? All of these things. One of the senior officers, General Hamm, who was later retired, who was down in that area, said he was in the situation room when this thing started. It was immediately apparent that this was a coordinated attack and went on for hours, and yet nothing was done. That's the second part of this, and Hillary Clinton, who is the leading Democrat for running for president right now for 2016, but I'm sure as she did in the last election, she'll find ways to, have problems with that. Her final words on this that will come back to haunt her, and I hope this happens, is what difference does it make now? You might want to ask the wives and the families of those four Americans that were slaughtered in Benghazi what difference it makes, is to find out the truth and make sure things like this don't happen again. Maybe that's the difference. And maybe that's why when people say, oh, I'm getting tired of Benghazi, we we can't get tired of that. We have to find out what happened. We have to find out how to prevent that. And then all of the other things that are happening that are impacting on your civil liberties, my friends. You talk about civil liberties. It's not black or white or brown or Asian or religious groups. The whole thing is your liberties are under attack. We'll be right back, right after these messages, Carl and Linda Bach.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of red down on Wall Street despite a better-than-expected report on the U.S. economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down 64 points. On the flip side, a ratings upgrade from Bank of America has investors bullish for Pinnacle Entertainment. Although the gaming company missed estimates with its second-quarter results yesterday, it did issue some positive news on its battle with state and federal regulators to clear its purchase of Ameristar. And Apple's share of the global smartphone market fell during the second quarter to its lowest level in 3 years. According to Strategy Analytics, the tech giant's second place ranking dropped to a 14% market share. Meanwhile, the overall smartphone market grew 47% annually to a record 230 million units shipped. Overall, smartphone market growth is being driven by demand for 4G handsets in developed markets like the U.S. and 3G devices in emerging markets like India. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jolene Kent.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Not your average petroleum company,
Northern
Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank everyone for your business. We just got another load of propane bottles in and a few more forklift tanks. So come by and fill up before the price goes up. We have ethanol-free 93, two-cycle oil, bulk oil in our container or yours. We have in Reading clear diesel and gasoline. The construction is done, so bring your boats and motorhomes in, and we'll take care of you. If you're thinking about an on-demand kerosene hot water heater, give Johnny a call, and he'll work you up an estimate. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to a real person and not a recorder. In Corning, Weaverville, and in Reading, on Saturday, open till 3:30 at 273 and Wyndham Lane. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, you know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, 78 degrees out there today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. I think everybody knows I drive a F-150. We were talking about it earlier. And I tell you, I can't say enough about Fords and Ford trucks. And my friends down at Reading Crown Motors have not only the greatest deals on Fords, they also are Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge dealership also. They make the best deals in the North State. Their neighbors making deals for you, your own friends. And then their service department is absolutely fabulous. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. 223-2177. They have a car, truck, or SUV that's going to meet every one of your possible needs there at a great price. Linda's going to be down at MD Imaging here. She's on her way heading down there. First, she's having a mammogram today, and we're going to be talking to her before and after, not during. I think there's probably reasons we can't do it during. There'll be no photos afterwards. We want to talk about the latest news. Again, it's our push for people to be screened for different types of cancer. It can save your life. So that's why Linda is doing this today. It's one of the reasons she's doing this today. Our guest is Brian Garcia, who is our Gorilla Bites guy.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. I had a great run this morning and came down in early to be with you guys.
Oh, good. You know, I'm glad to have you on. You know, this is it's a place, it's right down the street from us that we love to go down and eat. I mean, you got great food and it's healthy.
It's healthy.
I mean, it's healthy.
That's it.
Tell us a little bit about you.
I moved to the North State here about 8 years ago and came on up and from Southern California just to enjoy the place. I love the Redding area. I've been visiting for about 10 years and just decided to try to make it home and got up here and was working in Chico, worked for developers, building and, liked to go out to eat and had a hard time finding good food. So one thing led to another and we opened up Gorilla Bites. So did that about 3.5 years ago. We've been open for 3.5 years and
at the same time we opened up, the radio station here.
Yeah, right. When I was building it, you were in between. So
in between. Yeah, we were tweeners.
You're down at the coffee place having the internet radio. It's fun.
Yeah. On Fridays we would go out and do that and have people in. Tell us about the concept of Gorilla Bites and how you got the name.
Well, it's actually what happened is that when I was working for a developer, his office was in Chico. So I was down in Chico, 4 days a week and, found a good place to eat down there and it was Gorilla Bites down there. And I'd eat there every lunch 4 days a week and kept on trying to convince him to open a place up here in Reading. And long story short, he convinced me to open one up in Reading. So it's sort of like a franchise type idea. So it was his idea. Okay. I had no restaurant experience at all. My previous experience was a busboy when I was 14 years old. So
that was it, huh? Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of like my radio experience.
Exactly.
Hey, let's buy a station. Yeah, that can't be hard.
Yeah. My degree's in civil engineering, so I think it qualifies me perfectly to be a restaurant owner.
So tell us the concept then behind Gorilla Bites, because it offers a menu that is different.
Yeah. The concept was to be local, healthy, and organic, but yet also please everybody. I mean, Reading is sort of known as a hamburger type town. And so we could not just exclude and just be a one type, you know, vegetarian, vegan type place. So we wanted to serve everybody. And so we made a decision to, if we were going to serve a hamburger, that we'd try to do it with the Prather Ranch organic, grass fed beef. If we're going to do pastrami, we get it from Kent's Meats. All our salad bar is about 65 item salad bar, with as many organic as possible. There's more organic right now in the summertime than there's in winter. It gets tough to get some organic stuff in the winter. And even like right now, our smoothies are being made with berries grown from people here in Reading. And we have 3 or 4 people who have gardens down the garden plot here, and they're bringing vegetables up. And we trade them food for the vegetables. So we're getting local, organic, healthy food. So everything we try to do, we try to step it up a little bit to make it healthy.
I know you have things like a bison burger, too. I mean, it's well known that they're low in fat and healthy for you.
Low in fat, high omega-3s. These are grass-fed. It's in Idaho, and it's from a supplier in Idaho. And the good thing is I've been making an effort to try to get to know our suppliers, you know, who they are, where they are. And it's been fun trying to do that.
Well, I eat down there, I think just the other day, the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd try, because I like to try different things on your menu because everything's really good. I did the Thai, tuna fish.
Thai tuna.
And just a patty, the bison patty.
Oh yeah.
Just as like, there, you have two sides there.
Yep.
And had that and very filling, more than enough.
Yeah.
But very tasty too. And the other thing I like about your place is your people there.
Yeah.
Aren't they friendly? How do you find them?
Well, it's fun. They've become family. My wife is Colleen is the one that does most of the final hiring. If it was up to me, I think I say yes to everybody that comes in because I need, if somebody doesn't show up, I got to do it. I know you know how that is. But she's the one that makes sure that the character and the people and she sits down and interviews them for about an hour. I mean, and just gets to know them and tries to find out if the personality fits. And so we're looking for just people who are open, who have fun. And we could teach them, you know, it's not hard to teach somebody to make sandwiches, wash dishes. It's hard to teach somebody to have a good personality. So.
Yeah, I think that's the thing is, and you've got this one gentleman there.
Oh, Norm.
Yeah, Norm. Norm.
He's a crack up. He's 84 years old and he was at the chiropractor next door when I was building the place. It was a long story building the place. I ran out of money. Some of the reason was some of the city fees and stuff that went on, but that's a different story.
No, well, you know what? That's a story that hits a lot of people.
Oh, man.
You know, to build you have a business and all of a sudden there's $65,000 worth of permits and fees. What's the story behind that?
It started out as $150,000.
Oh, my gosh. For fees?
Permits and fees. It was a sewer fees and water fees and building fees. And long story short, we were able to negotiate with the city some of the ridiculousness of some of the fees. And we got it down to $50,000.
Okay, now here's something that we've got to take a break, but I don't really want to get into this one, but if it's, how much was it originally?
It was $150,000.
$150,000, and yet it came down to $50,000 after you talked to him. See, there's something wrong there.
Oh, it's totally wrong.
You know, this is kind of like, if you don't owe that, you didn't owe that, or trust me, the city was not going to just, oh, okay, here, we'll just take a cut here and pay. But, you know, see, this is the kind of things that just,
they found a new interpretations in some of the areas.
New interpretations.
And then we found, digged in history and found that some of there was a yogurt shop before, so some of the other water fees were able to be reduced.
Oh. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way down to, MD Imaging for a mammogram day. She's going to keep us in touch with that. And we're here with Brian Garsha from Gorilla Bites. Started out as food, now we're into fees. We'll be right back.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday. But right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Hey, you know what? I like to say that Mike and his team just did such an amazing job on our kitchen. You know, we left them there for 3 days. Well, we went on, when we had to go on a business trip, and we came back and the kitchen was done. Not only that, but they can do bathroom makeovers, forever furniture, and the ultimate lucky smoker. Everything that you could possibly imagine somebody can do with Granite. Mike Huber and the guys out at Estate Granite are the ones to call. Give them a call at 241-7866. 241-7866, Estate Granite. You know, the song we were just playing is Girls Just Want to Have Fun, and Linda's on the line. Good morning, honey.
Well, good morning, and I know that you're having a fantastic conversation regarding, fees.
Yeah, I'm here with...
with our favorite guy who owns Grilla Bike. Love that place.
Yeah,
thanks, Linda.
Good morning. Hey, I just want to remind everybody at 8:10, I'm going into MD Imaging, and this is kind of a promise I've made, and I thought, why not? It's something that we know that we're leaning towards preventative, doing anything that's going to make you not have to go to the doctor or the hospital, so find out early. And there's a new 3D image procedure, and I'll be calling there from MD Imaging as I check in right before the procedure, find out afterwards, so I'll be talking to you this morning about that. But I just wanted to remind all your listeners, and I'm just getting out of a head cold here, so forgive me.
Yeah, we got you. We have told everybody you're going in for the mammogram there, 3D, that's the new type of imaging that you're going to talk about that we're into.
The boobies must go on. See you later.
Are you gonna have signed photos afterwards, honey?
Okay. They have arrived. Okay.
All right.
Have a good interview. Bye.
All right. Bye bye. Yeah, this is important. You know, women need to go down, and women need to, you know, for the regular mammograms, regular breast exams, but also the colonoscopies. These are two types of cancer that can be, if they found early, can be treated and cured.
Yeah.
So we are really we're really strong on that. On preventative maintenance, as we say in the military. Okay, our guest is Brian Agarsha, who owns Grilla Bites, and we were just talking about fees, which is not what he came for. But it just, you know what, I mean, you're one of the first, other people come up and talk to me about this, you know, about the amount of fees and all this. But let's go back to Grilla Bites.
Yeah.
So it's fresh food,
yeah.
Organic, as organic as you can make it.
Try to keep it reasonable. As we know, people are on budget, and if we made everything organic, you know, in the wintertime, we'd have to charge $4 extra for tomatoes on the sandwich because of,
right.
But it's working. We're going more. Every month we actually increase the ability of it to do it. It's happening over and over. It's getting cheaper and more prevalent, the organic, options.
Well, great. You know what? I'm really glad to hear that because it's a great place to eat. It's reasonable price, like you said. And I hope that people that are recognizing that are coming through because you can eat outside. I sat out there the other day and ate. You have umbrellas.
Yeah.
You've got plenty of places to sit inside.
We're trying to get a mister system outside for the nice warm fall that we're going to have. So the mister doesn't work in the 106, but it may work in the 95 degrees. So.
Yeah, 106, all you do is just, you stand under it and you wrap yourself in it.
But you're
plans,
talking,
plans on another one or growth or how?
We're going to try to get this one up. I mean, it's taken a while. We we had some challenges. I had a partner back out, and we had some financial challenges. We opened, so we had sort of cash flow. So we're finally starting to hit almost the break even point of getting the restaurant out. And maybe my wife and I are talking about maybe next month we'll actually pay ourselves a check in next month. So
well, tell me what that's like. You know, the thing about it is we opened up, both of us opened up during the worst recession in modern history. We're both still here after 4 years, and we're both paying our bills. Yeah. We're both, paying our employees, the whole thing. So, I'm thinking is that, this year, this end of this year, next year is going to be great.
Yeah. It's
I really think so.
It's actually, this summer is better than last summer for us. So it seems to be more consistent. And, Linda was talking about prevention. One of the big things about Gorilla Bites was able to help people to live a lifestyle while going out, but still maintaining their health. And fruits and vegetables are really good for preventing cancer. So we have the Mega Green Smoothie, which is
I had that the other day. It's great.
It's got parsley, spinach, and kale, and kids love it. So it's sort of a odd thing there. So
that explains why I like it.
There
too.
You go.
Well, I think it's got yogurt in it.
Yogurt and bananas and
very tasty.
Apple juice. It's really good.
I had that. It was a, the things you have there are healthy.
Yeah.
And people can do that. And at a reasonable price, almost just like you can anywhere else, you want to get a triple, fat burger from some place, or you can come in and have a salmon burger or a bison burger or just anything that you have.
Nice turkey sandwich or whatever you want.
Something like that.
My favorite is the salad bar.
Okay, your location is?
We're location 1427 Market Street, which is right on the promenade. So it's you can park either on Pine Street or the parking structure on California and walk on over.
That's great.
So it's really great. We're open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 11 to 4 on Sundays.
You need to go down there and try it, my friends. If nothing, if you haven't been down there, head on down, grab a sandwich, soup, they have it all there. And get one of those
Mega Green Smoothies.
Mega Green Smoothies. Okay. Brian Garcia, Gorilla Bites. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much, Carl. Have a great day.
You bet. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Gorilla Bites restaurant. Gorilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Gorilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Gorilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Gorilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at GorillaBites.com. Gorilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event. Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Oh, yeah! Bob! Save that one for Outside the Wire. Today on Outside the Wire, we're going to be talking about a UFO crash in Ely, Nevada, and 16 alien bodies that were found. Or were they? This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, but I'm going to let, before I get into that, Bob, tell them why I'm really pushing Alliance Heating and Air today.
Well, going to be a warm weekend. Not quite as bad as it's been. Looking for a high around 103 degrees today. Tonight around 73. It's going to cool off in the evenings, though, so we'll get a little break on that. Sunny and hot for your Saturday. A high of 101 by Sunday drops down into the 90s and looks like it'll be fairly mild next week. Chance of thunder showers, though, so please keep that in mind. It is currently 76 degrees in Reading. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546, of course, for great food. And they're up in around Shingletown, so it's a little bit cooler up there. And they have new patios. They have misters. It's just a great place to eat and be. And the reason I wanted to get into the heat is because Alliance Heating and Air provides old-fashioned values, because quality doesn't have to cost anymore. They will take care of your, they'll take care of your air conditioners, your heaters, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're going to inspect them, fix them, and do preventive maintenance on them. And this is the important thing, is that sometimes that your air conditioner is not working, not because it's not trying, but it's because maybe the filters are dirty. Maybe the coolant needs a little shot in there. This is what Alliance Heating and Air can do for you. Martin and his people there are going to serve you at the right temperature. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, 221-2642. All right. Speaking of Anselmo's, again, let me just hit this one more time, is down today, for the first time in over 20 years, they're having the Shasta County Board of, Building Appeals is going to start at 9 o'clock this morning. I hope that our listeners are going to, you know, keep a little plug in their ear so they can listen Outside the Wire, but head on down there. And it's there to ask the, and to find out what's going on. It's about the chapel, why it's been red tagged, and actually get the both stories out in the public. I expect there'll be a lot of people there, because you probably like to hear, you've been hearing Anselmo's side, because we have given him a platform here. And anytime we ask the our supervisors or Larry Lee's, who've been on the show, and we respect this, because this is, you know, they're saying I can't talk about it because it's in court of law. Okay, that's fine. You can't push them on that one. You don't want to, but today you should be able to hear is what is, why do they want to shut down Anselmo's chapel up there? I don't see what harm it's doing to anybody, frankly. Nobody uses it but him and his family. He has visiting priests from all over the world and nuns that come in that pray there. But I don't see the, I don't see the damage this beautiful piece of architecture is doing to our county. I mean, he's put in for the permits. I don't understand why they weren't, you know, why it takes so long on it, but this is where you're going to find out today. And I trust that, Ruth, that you're going to be there, and numerous other people are, at least to find out what is the county's, what is the county's opposition in this? Just wondering. Okay. There's some other things today at 11:45, my friends, head on out to, the Heritage Museum out there off of, on Meadow View Drive off on the way out to the airport. They're having the Tribute to the Fallen Soldiers motorcycle ride. It's making a trip throughout the United States, but they're stopping in here today at around 11:45 out there at the Northern California Veterans Museum. They're going to be honoring, the United States Army First Lieutenant Sean Jacobs, one of our, local men, heroes that fell in battle. And all the refreshments, hot dogs, hamburgers, and all that will be provided by the Northern California Veterans Museum. And then tomorrow, out there at from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., they're going to honor the 63rd anniversary of the Korean War for our Korean War veterans out there again at the museum. And they have a statue that was in the Rose Parade that they have and they've bronzed to go out there that honors us. This is the same one type of statue that's in Washington DC in the mall there. So it looks just like it. So two things that are happening. So we're going to take a quick break here, but just remember, if you can get some time out today, we want to go down to the Board of Supervisors Day. It starts at 9 in their chambers for the Board of, for the Realtors Review or the Building Review, and then to honor our veterans. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Ariel Castro will not go on trial in Cleveland for what he did to three women who were freed from his home in May. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is on this case live.
He will escape the death penalty, but Ariel Castro will die in prison after accepting a plea deal for keeping three women locked up in his Cleveland home and raping them for nearly a decade.
Are you fully aware of the terms and do you consent to that plea agreement?
I am fully aware and I do consent to it.
Shackled, wearing a jailhouse jumpsuit and wire-rimmed glasses, 53-year-old Castro changed his not guilty plea to guilty. Castro faced a near 1,000-count indictment, included aggravated murder for beating and starving one of those women until she miscarried. A conviction on that could have led to the death penalty, Dave.
Jared, the U.S. is again reaching out to Russia to send Edward Snowden home to put the surveillance secrets leaker on trial. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, in a letter to his Russian counterpart, Attorney General Eric Holder says that former security contractor Edward Snowden would not face the death penalty, nor would he be tortured if Russia turns him over to the U.S. That letter, dated July 23rd, tried to put to rest claims by Snowden and his supporters about what might happen to him in U.S. custody. Dave Snowden remains at Moscow's international airport, hoping for asylum in Russia.
Rich, here's an odd one. A hacker named Barnaby Jack has turned up dead in San Francisco. The medical examiner's office won't say how, but his death comes a week before Jack was going to show off techniques for hacking implanted heart devices. He claimed he could kill someone from 30 feet away. Honest Abe turned green. Someone vandalized the Lincoln Memorial, splattering paint on the statue and floor.
Well, it breaks my heart.
But Carol Johnson with the National Park Service says,
we have very good historic preservation crews right up there now. They're cleaning it as we speak.
They hope to reopen the memorial soon. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 144 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, I'm Diane Carradu. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to stopmedicarefraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has thanks to the healthcare law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to stopmedicarefraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
There's no end to the anger in Egypt. Yet another day of mass protests. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
In Cairo's Tahrir Square, huge crowds are gathered to show their support for the military. The head of the army had called on Egyptians to come to the streets and show their support. While elsewhere, Mohamed Morsi's party, the Muslim Brotherhood, is holding counter-protests, calling it the day to bring down the coup. There are fears the situation could turn deadly if the two sides meet. The demos come as the ousted president is arrested and held for questioning. He's accused of using Hamas to help break him out of jail in 2011. Dave?
Emily, the defense attorney for Bradley Manning says the army private is a whistleblower who wanted the American public to know about the awful things he saw as an intelligence analyst in Iraq. prosecutor calls Manning a traitor. He could get life in prison for leaking classified material. One of the X-Men is back in theaters.
It's an honor to meet the Wolverine.
That's not who I am anymore.
Wolverine opens today and the studio hopes it's not another bomb.
The latest film to flop at the box office? Last weekend's RIPD, which opened with just $12.7 million. Another recent disappointment, The Lone Ranger, which cost $215 million to make and has only brought in $81 million in 3 weeks.
Justice is what a man must take for himself.
Other summer flops, White House Down and After Earth. But there have been some successes. Low-budget horror films like The Purge and The Conjuring have done well, along with animated family films like Monsters University and Despicable Me 2. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
Now, the Rhode Island couple that lives in the house made famous in The Conjuring says they're being haunted by fans of the movie, saying strangers are showing up in their yard in the middle of the night and they're calling to ask about the home. The couple's lived there for 25 years, but that supposed haunting in the movie happened to another family in the 1970s. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is hot out there. How hot is it, Bob?
Right now we're pushing 80 degrees and we'll see a high today of about 103. Tonight's low will be 73. Currently in Reading it is, like I said, 79 pushing 80. Report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546 for reservations there for dinner, brunches. It's, they have a number of things that they do out there. They do so well. Anywhere from weddings to horseback riding to sporting clays. Anselmo Vineyards. And you know what? The other thing we need to do is we need to get great advice about what's happening on Wall Street. So let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, stocks have been under pressure since the opening bell, despite consumer sentiment hitting a six-year high. Currently, the Dow's down 130 points at 15,425, while the Nasdaq's down 19 at 3,585, and the S&P 500's down 12 at 1,677. Oil's down 84 cents at $104.65 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.63%. Gold's up a dollar at $1,330, while silver's down a dime at $20.06 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Merck's down 25 cents at $47.92, Disney's down 8 cents at $64.50, and Apple's up $1.49 at $439.75. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 530-243-7561, 243-7561, and they're going to get you through the morass of Wall Street. Now, today, Linda's on her way down to MDM gene and may be down there already, getting ready to have a mammogram. Again, in our efforts to promote health and in the sense of prevention by having mammograms, colonoscopies, any types of the exams that can, if you catch these diseases early, that you can cure them or fight them and have a much better chance. So this is something that new technology down at MD Imaging. We're going to talk about that later on. But first, we're going to take a quick break, and my guests are here from the Veterans Administration Clinic right here in Reading. We're going to be talking physical therapy, chiropractic services available for you at the VA, and a number of other things. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526, 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Chef John Stadelli.
I have been with Anselmo Vineyards for 5 years, producing a sustainable property. We are pasture to plate driven. My passion comes from feeding people. It gets straight to the heart and soul. The property is stellar. The products that we produce there are all from scratch. And they're very simple. It's the true food, the true cuisine, if you will, that is the most important thing to me.
Anselmo Vineyards, a short drive from Palisadro on Highway 44. It will become your favorite destination getaway. 474-5546.
Hi everyone, I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to one. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to one on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Phone lines here at 530-605-4565. You know, every morning when you get up, you have to ask yourself, got to get up early in our job and go to bed early. So it's really important you get a good night's sleep. And to get a good night's sleep, we had not had a better night's sleep since we've gotten our sleep number bed. What can I say? My number's 35, which is a little bit softer, but that's okay because I'm older. Linda's is 40, 45, and we're going to be talking to her in a minute here. But you can adjust the firmness in this mattress. This is the best thing. Adjust the firmness in this mattress so it fits what you need that day or that evening. And, they're having a huge sale right now on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets, and the sale ends on the 28th, so you got to get down there. And you got to find your Sleep Number. Find your Sleep Number at the store near you, and ours is located in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. The Sleep Number beds, and it's a great store, and the people there are just outstanding. I can't tell you how easier it is to get up and come to work in the morning after a good night's sleep. Sleep Number bed. All right, let's go to the phones. Linda.
Oh, hi, I am, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, well, I'm in gown, I'm in room number 9, ready to go in and actually go through the procedure. I'm going to call you back because they're allowing me to take the cell phone in while I'm going through the procedure. I think that's really important so people don't think that it's, I just wanted to say how effective it's been and quick to get in, type in your name, fill out your paperwork. I'm standing here with the technician. I'm going to go in, so I'll call you right back.
Okay, well, we've got, give me a couple minutes here and then give us a call back then.
Okay.
I can hear what's going on.
And we're doing the 3D mammogram here at MD Imaging.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks, son. All right. Well, I'm joined here by other health professionals right here. Dave Paris. You used to have a show on our station. Here is one of our chiropractors that was here, but you're a chiropractor down at the VA clinic.
Yep.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks
How are you
for
doing?
Having us. I'm doing good.
Oh, it's
Thank
always
you.
Good seeing you
Thank
again.
You.
And then Kevin Stemple.
Stemple, yeah.
Stemple. Okay, I'm sorry, I wrote that down. And you're one of the physical therapists there.
I am.
Okay, so, you know, what we're doing, of course, is we're having a different department on from the VA every month, one day a month, or, you know, to tell us what's going on, what's offered there at the VA. And, you know, Dave, let's start with you. Or should I say doctor?
Dave's fine.
Dave's fine,
yeah. I'm a chiropractor and work at the VA clinic here in Reading, and in our department is shared with physical therapy, occupational therapy, and so Kevin is our physical therapist, and we have a new occupational therapist that just started. Her name is Antoinette, and we are at the new annex over on Cypress, and it's an available service to all the veterans in our area, and not a lot of them know about it. So
I think you're
me.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know what this is, and I tell you what, you know, the chiropractic service. I started that here when I came to Reading, and I'm sold on it, the effectiveness of that, and of course the physical therapy to follow that up. We have a lot of injured veterans out there. You must give them a lot of relief.
I really enjoy it, and I think the veterans have really appreciated having the service, and it's been very busy, and we work on referral from their primary care provider at the clinic, as you know, and the providers have been very willing to send veterans over, and they've loved the service, and so it's gone really well. I've been there. Had my 8-year anniversary on June 28th, so it's actually,
my goodness.
It's been a few years, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Kevin, with you as a physical therapist, what's your job? How would you describe your job there?
You know, what I like to do for the veterans is we like to get them looking after themselves. So we teach a lot of exercise, a lot of self-management. We also work with different devices such as TENS units, hot packs, so people can care for themselves. Because we get a lot of people that have chronic injuries, and it's a matter of managing them over the long term. So that's our prime focus.
Okay, so what you're trying to do is train the veterans on. You'll give them their basic the basic exercises, and then it's really kind of up to them after that, with you know some oversight on your part, is to do the exercises to strengthen their problems they're having in those areas. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think we move generally from helping the veteran to get things under control, and then before we're done with them, before we discharge them, that they need to be have the tools to look after themselves so that they can keep their pain at bay or keep their function going.
So, Dr. Paris, how many patients do you see at the clinic there, would you say?
We book them about 2 or 3 an hour as follow-ups, and then I usually see between 3 and 5 new patients a day. And then we're involved in some other programs too, so we do a little telehealth with some services that we don't have in Reading. So our injection type services that the anesthesiologist, so epidural steroid injections and things that are called radiofrequency ablations, we get the anesthesiologist on the TV screen, and we get the patient doesn't have to travel to Martinez, so they can have the consult here in Reading. So we do that in our area. And then we do, with me and Kevin and a couple of the mental health providers, we do a chronic pain class, and it's something called cognitive behavioral therapy, and which is more kind of teaching the patients how to kind of process their pain and kind of how they think about it and ways to reduce their stress, et cetera. So we have a wide variety of things that we do.
Let's talk about that class you teach. And people with pain, they're in pain all the time, and either from injuries or life's little foibles. Or that, or from combat injuries. And when you say this, is what are some of the techniques you all use, or you teach them?
Well, we teach them a little bit about pain first of all, and the processing of pain, and then we essentially take them through a wide variety of things, such as how to handle the negative thoughts associated with pain, how to do something called graded exposure, which if they're having a lack of activity because of the pain, we teach them how to slowly kind of increase their activities and manage their pain. Some of our mental health providers come in and teach them things like meditation. And so there's a whole host of activities and tools that we give them to help them manage their pain. And they may grab some of them, they may grab all of them, but the hope is that they find something that works for them. Chronic pain being so difficult, you can't really put enough out there, it seems.
Right. Yeah. Okay. My guests are Dr. David Paris and Kevin Stemple, both working in the, Dr. Paris is a chiropractor working at the VA clinic, and Kevin is a physical therapist, talking about different types of pain management programs that are available. The bottom line when we have the VA on is to push the types of programs that are out there for our veterans, and also to talk about if you have somebody in your family who's a veteran but he's not signed up, is to go down to the clinic. Give them your ID. Bring your 214 if you have it. If not, just a social security number. And you can sign up and get into the system. And they're going to tell you what you rate there, from your time in service. So a lot of people rate a lot of things that you've earned. This is not something that somebody's giving you. This is not a give. This is a payment for the service that you have earned this support. But you have to get down there. And they've got so many different programs that can help people. At all different income classes here. But so, this is why we have our VA down here. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. We're going to be right back. Linda should be calling back in a couple minutes. She should be right in the middle of this, mammogram. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Use ceiling fans to keep cool in occupied rooms. Leaving ceiling fans on in unoccupied rooms wastes energy. The motor in a ceiling fan consumes energy and generates heat, costing you money. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:24 in the morning. And hey, what are you going to do this weekend? What are you going to do next week? How about a staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor? Go out and check their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. They've got a package deal that's going to fit everybody's income, and you're going to have a great time out there on the lake with our friends down at Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Give them a call at 238-2383 or visit them at lakeshasta.com. On the 8th and 9th, y'all have to come out and join us out there. We have a flotilla. We're going to be out on a houseboat out there on Lake Shasta from Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Linda, good morning, honey. How you doing?
Good morning, and I'm here live. Actually, I'm in with Shannon, who's our technician, and they've allowed me to come in with my cell phone. So I am going to actually do, we've already done one side. We've looked inside the computer. It immediately went in. And I'm going to, first of all, turn you over to Shannon. We're doing a 3D mammogram at MD Imaging. And here's Shannon, our wonderful technician.
Hey, Shannon.
Hello.
Good morning, Shannon. How are you? You're on the air.
I am. Nice.
Hey, Shannon, what's the difference in this type of this technology?
The 3D mammography is just giving us a lot more information than we've ever had before. Our conventional digital mammography would give us two-dimensional pictures. This actually gives us slices all the way through the breast. So we can see, especially with women who have dense breast tissue, we can see all the way through the breast tissue, and it just gives us so much more information.
So last time when Linda did a mammogram, they said, hey, would you mind coming back? And she was, you know, under some stress right there. As it turns out that there was nothing there. They just wanted to take another look. But this will lessen the chances of that happening. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yes. This actually has been known to cut down about 40% of our callbacks. Because a lot of time, what happens with a two-dimensional image is tissue can overlap. It's just, you know, you can't see the real detail until you start manipulating that tissue around. And this actually gives us a chance to see through that tissue. So it will go down and give us some more detail of the worrisome tissue we're looking at. So a lot of times the additional views that had to be done before, we're almost eliminating those. So if a patient has to come back, it's just for an ultrasound.
Okay.
Now, it's not 100%. You know, there is still some views that we will have to do magnifications on. But I would say at least 40% of our callback rate has decreased.
Okay. Now, the mammograms are so important for in the treatment of breast cancer.
Absolutely. And the thing is, and with all the technologies out there today, unfortunately, in the media, a lot of it's kind of getting lost, that your mammogram is your roadmap to every procedure that can happen as breast care goes. That mammogram is the most important piece of that puzzle because that gives us a roadmap for every other procedure that can be done. It gives us a baseline, it gives us the place to start, and it gives us an overall look of the breast tissue. So, you know, if we have to go on to the next step, say an ultrasound or an MRI, that's giving us the roadmap to add another procedure into it and to give us more details. But you've always got to start with that mammogram because that's the most important piece of that puzzle.
Okay, and how long does this take?
From walking in the door to walking out, I would say 15 minutes tops. Procedure itself, I would say, takes about 7 minutes.
All right, and this is, we are here at KCNR. We push so hard for people to prevention and, but also the early detection of cancers.
Yes.
Can save lives, mammograms, breast exams, colonoscopies, cervical exams. All of these can save so many lives if people will just go in and have the test done.
Absolutely. And a lot of people feel like, you know, I have no family history. I have no signs or symptoms. And it's just amazing, and this is just completely, you know, personal experience from I've been in this field for 15 years. It's amazing what we can do as long as people are getting their yearly checkups. And, you know, through the American Cancer Society, they still recommend every woman over 40 doing this every year, no matter what your history is, no matter, you know, what kind of issues you're having, every year you should have a mammogram done. Well, and like I said, it's amazing what we can do now.
Well, we just had a friend that just had a had it diagnosed, and it was very small. She caught it early, so that, you know, in her treatment. So this is something that's important, and this is, I mean, somebody coming on the air and telling everybody, hey, here I am getting a mammogram isn't ordinary, but we believe it's important enough that people need to know about this to schedule, start scheduling, you know, scheduling these mammograms on a regular basis.
Yes, and we really appreciate you putting this on the air just because we love for, you know, our patients to have the information and the education of how all this works.
Well, that's you know, that's going to save lives is education. If that's, if you can't do that on a community radio station, you're not doing the right thing. You know, like we've got our reps here from the VA clinic too. You know, they're sharing their time with us today, to tell us the other things that are, so many things that are available to our veterans too. So this is a win-win show.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much.
You bet. Okay.
I'll turn you back over to Linda.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you taking a break? Or
yeah, we're getting ready to take a break in just a second here. So
okay, well, while you're taking a break, we're going to go ahead and go on the left side, and I have to hold my breath for two different times, so I can't be on the air while I'm holding my breath. So take a break, and I'll call you back afterwards after we do the left side, and then we're going to go in front of the computer, and we'll find some more out, and I'll call you back.
Okay, yeah, give us 10 or 15 minutes here, there. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, hon. Wow. You know, Dave and Kevin and Bad Bob, we don't go through these things. And this is not, I mean, this is, it's so important, but it's not something that it's really easy to do. But then again, my guest today, and we are going to take a quick break here, are Dr. Dave Paris and Kevin Stemple from the VA Clinic. We're going to come back and talk from the physical therapy side, but a lot of other things that are available right here at our clinic that people don't know about. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We'll be back after the news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The Justice Department responds with a letter to allegations made by Russia about NSA leaker Edward Snowden if he's returned to the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder saying the U.S. won't seek the death penalty for Mr. Snowden, who will also not be tortured. In Cleveland, Ariel Castro agrees to plead guilty in a deal to avoid the death penalty in the kidnap case of three long-missing Ohio women.
Amanda Berry, now 27, Gina DeJesus, now 23, and Michelle Knight, now 32.
Suzanne Stratford with Fox TV station WJW from Cleveland, Ohio. And at Ford Meade in Maryland, Bradley Manning's attorneys say he's a whistleblower who wanted the public to know about the awful things he saw as an intel analyst in Iraq. Fox News, we report, you decide.
On July 26th, a special radio event that could save your life.
MD Imaging.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. I'd like to schedule a new 3D mammogram. It's about that time. And I heard this new screening is better than ever.
You heard right, Linda. When would be a good time?
Mornings are great.
All right. We have an opening check-in time at 8:10 on Friday, July 26th.
Okay, that sounds good. Where are you located again?
We are located at 2020 Court Street on the corner of Court and Gold.
Got it on the calendar. See you then.
KCNR joins the fight against breast cancer. Friday, July 26th, Linda and Carl Bott will be live from MD Imaging. Linda will undergo the latest state-of-the-art diagnostic method of early detection of breast cancer, and we will be with her during every step of the process. Live from MD Imaging, Friday, July 26th, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, AM 1460, the pulse of the North State.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Not your average.
Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank everyone for your business. We just got another load of propane bottles in and a few more forklift tanks. So come by and fill up before the price goes up. We have ethanol-free 93, two-cycle oil, bulk oil in our container or yours. We have in Reading clear diesel and gasoline. The construction is done, so bring your boats and motorhomes in, and we'll take care of you. If you're thinking about an on-demand kerosene hot water heater, give Johnny a call, and he'll work you up an estimate. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to a real person and not a recorder. In Corning, Weaverville, and in Reading, on Saturday, open till 3:30 at 273 and Wyndham Lane. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot. It is a busy day today. Busy, 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 busy. It's 82 degrees out there. It's going to be 106 today, so be ready. You know what? We say this all the time. Unfortunately, it still happens. Don't leave your dogs or cats in the car. It's 106 today. It means it's going to go up to like 146 in that car real quick. And for God's sakes, don't leave your kids in there. You say, oh, I'm only going to be in there in a minute, for a minute. Don't leave your kids in there. I promise you, if I see a kid in the car, you've got two busted windows right then, and I'm calling the cops. And if it's a dog, I'm calling the Haven Humane. That is a 911 for them, and they will come screaming through there. If they can't find you, guess what? You lose your window while they get it out. This is not threats. It's just that. Be thoughtful, my friends. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I tell you what, great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. Discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, I'm joined today by two of my friends here from the VA clinic right here in Reading, Dr. Dave Paris, chiropractor at large, except he's working at the VA.
Yes.
So not at large. And Kevin Stemple, who is their physical therapist here. And we talked about, you know, one of the things is that all veterans rate help. Have earned this help from the VA clinic. They just have to get signed up. It doesn't mean that you got injured in combat. It could be at other times. Is this correct?
Yeah, a lot of veterans that we meet who haven't signed up, they feel they only need to sign up if they were injured in the service. And that's not the case. If you qualify for care, you can come and see us in rehab medicine for any problem you have. So if you sprain your ankle, or if you're a runner with a knee injury, or God forbid you're in a car accident, you can come and get services through chiropractic and physical therapy at the VA for that new injury as well.
Okay. And there's some other things that you all were talking about during the break too, Dave, on the, as far as, you know, the people and different types of programs.
What I was mentioning on the break was that Kevin also, teaches a number of classes and, prosthetics, and so he's got a lot going on his side, so I'll let him talk a little bit about that.
Well, we've been, expanding, our services a lot. I've been there 14 years, so since I've been there, Dave's come on. We've got a lot of more support staff. And one thing we've added is group classes for common injuries. So we get a lot of chronic back pain, neck pain, knee pain, and shoulders. And what we've done is we've built a program to educate people on those joints, how that joint works, how to care for yourself. We go into the other types of treatment, whether it's injection therapy or the surgeries. And we find that the groups really help people get a hold of their own issue, and they can start working on it themselves. And that sort of complements what we already do. We still do the traditional physical therapy. You know, a lot of people don't know, and a shoulder, the way a shoulder is set up with the rotator cuff, you need that group of muscles to support a shoulder. So you can't just go and try to exercise a shoulder to make it better. Whereas other joints, like a knee joint, The stability in a knee really comes from your hip joint. And so learning these things can really give you the tools you need to work on it yourself.
Well, you know, and this is important, too. And I know you've both seen this. You know, you could have somebody that is a total jerk, but it's because they're in pain all the time. And you know, they feel this pain. You know, they're not nice to be around in their family or because they're in pain all the time. If you can start, solving their pain issues with something besides, a 1,000 milligrams of, something, their whole life changes like this. Have you seen instances of this where people, now they're able to walk, they're able to do a lot of things they couldn't do before?
I do, yeah. I think we see that, across the spectrum from just being irritable or anxious or having relationship problems. Maybe they're taking it out on somebody at home, unbeknownst mm-hmm. to them. I think it's very common. And, I refer to it as sometimes I call it Chinese water torture, which, meaning like it's just a drop of water on the forehead, but when it's there all the time, every day, forever and ever, it can become, a major factor. And so I think really there's a lot of tie-in with the programs at the VA. Number one, I'm really fortunate to have spent my career at the VA alongside Kevin working there because I've learned a lot from him and we share a common mindset with, teaching veterans to help themselves and they can do more every day for themselves than we can do, on a number of visits a week for a period of time. And so we really use our time together instructional and trying to motivate them to come in. We open the gym area. We have a wonderful gym area that hopefully we can talk about too.
I tell you what, when I went down because I get glasses adjusted, so. But you all are right across those offices over there, and it looks like your physical therapy area right over there.
Yeah, we had a new build out about a year ago. We outgrew our footprint at the main office, so we're in a clinical annex, which is directly across from City Hall, and it really is a nice space. We bought all our old equipment over, and we got some new equipment as well. So we have a lot of cutting edge technology. We have a treadmill called an Ultra G treadmill, which. It's a partial weight bearing. It actually inflates and unweights your joints, which is great for our bariatric patients looking to lose weight and exercise more, and our arthritic knees and hips and even our spinal stenosis patients. So we have a big area and a lot of new equipment for sure.
I think what I'm hearing here from y'all, in fact, I'm sure of it, the more I'm around the clinic, I realize there's more and more equipment coming in, more the latest techniques. And helping people, and it sounds like that if you're a veteran and you haven't availed yourself of going down there because you, my friends, you've earned this. This is not, you're not like, at the trough of the government. You have earned the right to be seen because you served in our nation and served our country. And it sounds to me like you have the latest in equipment down here, and there's people that may be living with some pain, they can come down and see Dr. Paris, and they can see, and they can see Kevin here, and that you all will be able to, at least get them started on the road to health.
Yeah, I think, Dave and I, we've been there a while, about an average 10 years, but we're still part of the modern VA, and we hear tales from the Vietnam vets that came back, signed up for the VA, and never came back because it was so terrible. And the modern VA really isn't that way. We provide a lot of cutting-edge treatments, and our services are right up there with the best, I think.
Yeah, and I think, we really make an effort to avail everything we can to a patient. And I think the whole trend, and I like the term the modern VA, I think the whole trend is to really be a little more patient-centered now and really have discussions with patients as to these are the things we can do and how would you like to approach this? These are our recommendations and then say, okay, we're going to open this up to you. And if you want to come, we have patients that come in and they just come in and work out. And so we have a great group of guys in there that really actually that I love. And they have their own discussions and they have a little camaraderie.
This is their group therapy they're doing while they're getting well. Yeah. Okay. We got to take a quick break here. My guests are Dr. David Paris, who the chiropractor over at the Veterans Administration Clinic, and Kevin Stemple, who is the one of the physical therapists there. And we'll be right back.
Some land in and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Redding. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:45 in the morning. 82 degrees out there, heading up to 106. This portion of the show is brought to you by, hey, Orchard Nutrition. Why don't you go on down and take a look at their store, in-store deli. But they have Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, and they are the North State's nutrition experts. We go down there. We use that store. We frequent that store. Joe and his people down there are just outstanding. They're at 221 Locust Street, on the Cypress Square shopping center out there. Or give them a call at 244-9141, 244-9141. You can get any type of help there. The people are extremely friendly and extremely knowledgeable of what they're doing at Orchard Nutrition. My guests are Dr. Dave Paris and Kevin Stemple, both from the Veterans Administration Clinic, and we've been talking about all the programs there that they have and the things. We're waiting for Linda to call back. And Linda's on the line. Linda, good morning, hon.
Hey, good morning. Yes, it is 82. I'm outside right now, right in front of MD Imaging. This is how wonderful and how quick it is. First of all, you know how I kind of like, it really is important for me to clean, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a very effective, run, efficient center, very clean. The gowns that they put you in, right when we left, the gal was in there sterilizing, of course, for the next person, for their imaging. Quick, in and out, 15 minutes. I was lucky enough that, because they knew we were on the air today, they read it right there, I'm good to go. So I'll be doing this again next year. What they usually do is they'll send the imaging images off to your doctor, and within 3 to 7 days, you'll be able to talk with your doctor about, you know, what's concerning. And because I have dense tissue, it's always been like, you know, they have to look a little extra. And so that's what's wonderful if for those who do have dense tissue about the 3D imaging, which is brand new here. And so anyway, I know it's weird, but, you know, parts are parts, and we all have them. And I think the whole thing is about preventative.
Well,
so to your guests. And
well, honey, wait here. The because everybody likes talking about your breast. So the Bob just he tried to hit the delete button again. But the bottom line on this is that you're in it. It's 15 minutes. And what you've done is you've taken the step to prevent perhaps a illness in your life, or to if there is something there, that you could fix it early. And that's the huge thing.
Exactly,
and that's
right.
What we and want they, people to do.
And they showed, they projected up on the screen so you could see, and she said, well, if this is where a calcium deposit, because they also do, you know, needle biopsies, which then tell you if you do have anything cancerous or not. So there is a process. But the first thing is, as like Shannon said, with the roadmap, is to go in and just get it so it's projected and you can view it and you can see what's going on. And more and more, as we know, what's happening with our health industry and the way that we have got to take care of ourselves and not pretend it's not going to be there. You know, because that's an easy thing to do. It took me 15 minutes today.
Okay. All right. Hey, hon, thanks a lot. And we'll be, love you, and we'll be seeing you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm not sure what she said there, but.
What was that parting note?
I'm not sure. It was something, but, you know, it's Linda. I'm here with Dr. Dave Paris and Kevin Stempler from the Veterans Administration Clinic here. And you know what? I am, you all were saying things that are so important. That the VA clinics changed. I mean, from in the last, you know, from Vietnam to here, is that the Veterans Clinic, I think it's the mindset of people like yourselves and my doctors and the doctors I've met there. And in fact, everybody since I've been going to the clinic since 2007, the mindset is, how can we help our veterans? What can we do to help you? Let me give you some information. Let us help you any way we can. And I think that's a huge, and you've got, I think the veterans, clinic, you have, I think you even have a little more time that you can spend with your patients there. Is that just my imagination?
No, that is, definitely, you know, coming from private practice and where it seems like more and more providers of every sort, I think, would tell you this, that there's a crush, you know, to get patients in and out and you have to. It's a financial reality, I think, to try and run a successful private practice these days. And so coming to the VA for me was, you know, you kind of take a deep breath and go, okay, this is kind of nice. I mean, you can, you know, at the initial intake, you can sit down and actually spend a few minutes. And if patients are motivated to do things, exercise rehabilitation, then you can actually take the time and do it yourself, you know, and develop a relationship, I think, is really one of the nice things that happens there.
And I think what we're going to see, and I'm not trying to make this into a political football, but I think just talking to every doctor was just what you said, Dave, is that they're going to be driven to seeing more because of the way the system's going to work. And you can't spend that extra 10 minutes talking to them, that those days are gone. And the fact that you can still have time to sit down with your doctor, have an annual physical and sit down and talk with them or with, a specialist like yourselves, and have time to talk and build up a way for your health to be the best it can be. I just don't see that, you know, this is one of the last bastions of that, I think. And people go, well, you know, how good is the VA? You know, it's real good.
Yeah, the VA has a lot of cutting-edge technology. We were one of the first to adopt electronic medical records. We have the you've probably talked about it before, the Healthy Vet system, where vets can go online and check their own health and send messages directly to their doctor. So you can secure messaging. You can email your doctor and get a reply right there and then.
Which that's right.
I don't know of any other doctor that can do that.
And actually, I just recently I just got that up and running. I'm a little I need to be more tech savvy, but, and so I'm actually getting, I get an email from that system from patients who just, you know, they can go through, look at something, and they'll send me an email and say, hey, I was trying this exercise and it wasn't really working out, or hey, this happened at home, and then I can kind of send them a message back and it becomes part of the record. So we have this conversation and they're sitting at home on their computer and I'm sitting at my office.
Well, what I did was, I gotta take a quick break, but what I did was I saw something on the TV or Reddit someplace is that, oh, this type you're not supposed to take this type of vitamin, you know, to help with this thing, you know, I mean, and it's like, oh, so I go to the doctor and it's kind of like, well, that's one study, but there's 1,000 other studies that say that one's wrong, that kind of thing. So, you know what? I don't have to talk, but he's talking to me. So it's great this way this works in the VA, which is, you know, and the telemedicine and all these kind of things that the VA is all out there on the cutting edge. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526, 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI is an organization focused on true personal protection, not just certification. The serious nature of using deadly force against an intruder or assailant demands experienced professional instruction. Get it right the first time by calling NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 or visit us on the web or our Facebook page for a listing of our summer classes. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bond. Gosh, our last segment here is Friday. On Monday, we're going to be talking chemtrails. We're going to talk to somebody that's, or some pilots that are involved in chemtrails. They're having a big, another big meeting on this. It's just getting more and more and more that there's chemicals being sprayed in the air, that those chemtrails are out there. It is interesting because I'm ambivalent about this because, and I'll talk about that in a couple of minutes, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From a small chip to cracks up over 24 inches in length, head on down to Jeff at 3208 Market Street right here in Redding, or give him a call, 241-8373. Jeff is guarantees his work, something you won't see a lot of different places. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, he guarantees his work, and he's got a special process that I had a, gosh, about a 12-inch crack in my windshield fix, and you can't even see it. And that was like 4 years ago. So, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. My guests here are Dave Paris, Dr. Dave Paris, and Kevin Stemple. At, is that right, Stemple?
Yes.
Yeah, that works down, both of them work down at the VA clinic. Here, Dr. Dave Paris, chiropractor, and Kevin, who is a physical therapist. You all been there about a total of, you know, if you add it together, like 10 years. You've had eight, the doctor has, and you've had 15.
That's correct.
So, you know, must be a pretty good job, or you'd be out of there, I think, if you didn't enjoy it. We have 2 minutes left. Okay. So what,
it's a good gig. I love it. Yeah. So, well, yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Give us a quick, you know, what do you see for the VA in the future? Are you, it's going to move into a new place. I mean, even more capabilities.
Well, I don't know if we're really qualified to talk about that, but, our current building, we've been in almost 20 years. So there is, rumblings about, moving to a bigger clinic. We've outgrown our footprint. There's two annexes right now. So they want to bring all those services back under one roof, but I don't think any decisions have been made yet.
Okay. Well, but there's a lot of stuff, and what you're really pushing is to get our veterans in back in. If you're a veteran, then you need to come to the clinic.
You know, one thing that confuses some vets is the difference between the VA clinic and the VA home. The new state home is more of a residential place.
Yeah.
And so people that are looking for outpatient treatment want to see a doctor. We're still the main federal clinic. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so if you've got somebody in your family that's a veteran and they have not signed up and they're not there, then you need to get them down to the VA clinic. I really appreciate it. Dr. Paris, for you being here, and then Kevin, you being here, and then Linda just walked in.
Hey, guys, it was great to hear you on the air. And here we are in person.
There you are. And so how was your experience?
It was just quick, and it was efficient, like I said before. And I got a text while I was there from somebody else who was in and doing their mammogram this morning. So hopefully today everyone's inspired to just make it happen. Just go and do it.
I'm sure they will be.
Make a date.
Hey, following this is Outside the Wire with Jeremy Meadow. We're going to be talking about UFO crash in Ely, Nevada. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Three women held captive for a decade in Cleveland will not have to sit through a trial, and their captor will never be free again. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has the story.
As part of a plea deal, Ariel Castro will be spared the death penalty. The former school bus driver instead will be sentenced to a prison sentence of life without parole plus 1,000 years.
You will be in prison for life. You don't even have the expectation or the hope of getting out. Is that clear?
I do understand that, Your Honor.
Castro faced an indictment listing more than 900 counts for kidnapping and holding three women captive in his home for a decade, torturing and raping them and forcing a miscarriage.
I knew I was going to get pretty much the book thrown at me.
Castro was arrested in May after one of his victims was able to escape and cry for help, Chris.
Jared, if he's ever sent back, the NSA leaker Edward Snowden would not face the death penalty or be tortured. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson with more on that promise from Attorney General Eric Holder.
And that promise comes in a letter Holder wrote this week to his Russian counterpart.